Hey everyone, I wanted to discuss, as you know, a topic related to Hanukkah, as we're just 2 weeks away. A particular aspect of Hanukkah which we're not always so sensitive to this particular Indian, and that's the connection of Hanukkah to the Beis HaMikdash. Now we know, of course, that the Beis HaMikdash was obviously a very central role to the story of Hanukkah, but to see it being built in within the actual Neiros and all the other halachas is not so known. So let's begin. I'm sorry, there's no Mar Makomos. We ran out of ink. But the Gemara tells us, the famous Gemara, Mai Chanukah, what exactly was the Nes of Chanukah? The Gemara describes the whole story on the 25th of Kislev, the 8 days, and the halacha is we have 8 days of Chanukah, as we know, and there's no eulogizing, and there's no fasting. And the Yevanim entered into the Beis HaMikdash, and then they were metame, all the different oils. And finally, the Malchus Chashmonai, they had defeated the Yevanim, and they were looking, and they didn't find any oil. They found just one pach shemen, and they were only able to last for one night. It ended up lasting for 8 nights, as we all know. And the Gemara concludes, as a result from this wonderful nes, the Gemara says, L'shana acheres, the very next year, kavum v'asam, they established, they made days of yomim tovim behalal uvhoda. They established days of celebration, of singing halal, saying al hanisim, and that was the way they celebrated Hanukkah. And there's no mention at all in this description of the story of lighting candles. No halakas nairs at all. And the Rambam points out, he describes the whole takana. He says that mipnei zeh hiskinu chachamim shebaosa dor, that generation, the chachamim decided that there should be shmonas hayomim, 8 days, shetchilasan milel chamisha v'esrim, beginning the 25th night of Kislev, yimei simcha v'halo, days of simcha, days of halo, u'malikin bahen haneros, and you light the candles. So the Rambam includes the mitzvah of halakas nairos in the describing what had happened. But the Sefer Ha'ari Kedem points out, the Rambam does change the Lashem. What the Rambam should have written was, Yimei Simcha v'Halel v'Halakas Neros. Days that are of lighting, days that are Simcha, days of Halel, days of lighting. He's changed the tense to U'malikin b'han Neros. He changed the... So why did he go from Yimei Simcha v'Halel? And by the way, there's also Malikin Hasan Neros. He separates that idea. Which sounds like, somehow, an indication that Halakas Neros was a afterthought. It wasn't part of the establishment of the days of being days of Simcha and Halel. And as an afterthought, there's also a mitzvah, Halakas Neros. The fact that he changed the word, that's the Hara, the Hari Kedem points out. So why exactly does the Rambam change it? So the idea is, we're going to establish and go through today, that there's this unique aspect of Hanukkah. We know that Hanukkah celebrates the Nes Shemen. We know that Hanukkah celebrates the defeating of the Yevanim. What we don't know so much is that there's this aspect of Zecher LeBeis HaMikdash. Now normally if I say Zecher LeBeis HaMikdash or Zecher LeChurban, we think it's a remembering the mourning, the Avelis aspect of things. We have many things that are Zecher LeChurban. A person builds a new house and he leaves a little splat open and there's Zecher LeChurban. Or you put ashes on the chassan's head, that's Zecher LeChurban. That's a negative type of Churban. Or the Baal Mor writes, the reason why there's no Shechianu when we say Sviras Omer is because it's Zecher LeChurban. These are Zecher LeChurbans, the mourning, the Avelis aspect. But we also have sometimes where there's a Zeich HaMikdash in a positive way. Where we have Lulav all 7 days, because Zeich HaMikdash in the base of Mikdash you had for 7 days. That's not a Zeich HaChurban. That's Zeich HaMikdash, a positive thing to remember what was done in a positive way. So therefore, in outside of base of Mikdash, we have Lulav all 7 days to remember what they used to do in the base of Mikdash for all 7 days of Sukkot. So Hanukkah also has this aspect of being Zecher LeMikdash, Zecher LeMenorah, Zecher LeChanukas HaBayis. So that's going to be described in a number of sources. The Medrash describes to us that the Zos Chanukah, the Chanukah that we do, is Zecher LeChanukas Beis Chashmonai, that they had entered into the Beis HaMikdash and fixed everything that was destroyed. And Anu Achshav, now as a result, says the Mishnah, we light the candles. If I asked you, why do we light the candles? We light the candles because there's a nes that took place with the Shemen. The Shemen had only the ability to last one day, and it lasted for 8 days. So that's why we remember the nes Shemen. The Medrash says again, V'anuach, again, Zecher L'chanukas Beis Chashmonai, V'anuach Shemalikin. It doesn't seem to connect to each other. We're somehow lighting as a remembrance for the menorah. Not because of the Shemen that lasted for many days. The fact that they inaugurated the Mizbeach, they inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, they inaugurated the menorah, to remember that Chanukah that took place there. And the Medrash continues, V'chein, so too we have, B'shash and Nigmara Molaches HaMishkan, Asu Chanukah. When Moshe Beinu completed the building of the Mishkan, he also made Chanukas HaMizbeach, Chanukas HaBayis. So the reason why we light the candles is to remember the Chanukas HaMizbeach, the Chanukas HaMenorah that took place there. Nothing to do with the Nes Shemen at all. And then another Medrash describes to us that even during the times of the Mishkan, they really completed the building of the Mishkan on the 25th of Kislev. But they decided to hold off until Nisan, until Alf Nisan, to actually have a Kamas and Mishkan. And they were very upset because that year, the Kislev lost the rights. They had the ability of a Chanukah that year. The Mishkan should have been completed in Kislev. They should have put it up in Kislev when all the work was done. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to them, in the future, in the future, during the times of Chashmonaim, there's going to be another Chanukah. The Chanukah is based Chashmonaim. So already embedded in history, there was this idea that on Chanukah, there would be not this Nes Shemen, but an idea of having a Chanukah of the Mizbeach, a Chanukah of the Menorah, a Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the idea that's been behind Chanukah for many, many years, according to the Medrash. Then the Megillas Tainis is a sefer that lists many of the events that took place in history. There's a discussion whether Butler Megillas Tainis are not. There's certain Yom Tovim that took place that you're not allowed to fast or eulogize. So Megillas Tainis talks a lot about history of what took place. And in describing the mitzvah of Chanukah, the Yontif of Chanukah, it says, it asks, Ma ra'u lasos Chanukah shmonos yamim? What was the reason why we have Chanukah for 8 days? And the answer is because the nes of Shemen lasted for 8 days. So explains the Medrash further. Megillas Tainis explains further, V'halo Chanukah she'asa Moshe b'midbar was only 7 days. It's such a strange question. The 8 days is a very simple answer because the nes lasted for 8 days. Why is he starting to compare this to the Chanukah, the Mishkan that Moshe Benu had for 7 days in the Midbar? So the Megillah explains that because b'mei Malchus Yavan nichnesu b'nei Chashmonai, the Chashmonaim entered into the Heichal and they rebuilt the Mizbeach. And they fixed all the Sid. And they for 7 days, they were busy misaknim b'chli sharis. They're fixing all the kalim that were broken. And they made a Chanukah's beish chashmonai ledaros. They made a Chanukah for generations. So it doesn't really answer the question exactly why 8 days, but somehow 8 days has to do with the time that they took to rebuild everything that was destroyed and was tameh during the times of the Yevanim. And the famous Ramban tells in the beginning of Parshas Baal Oscha, Rashi tells us, why is Naso right before Baal Oscha? Lama nismecha parshas menorah l'chanukah t'nisim. Naso is all about Nisim, and then after Naso, after listing the Nisim, when they started the Mishkan, each Nasi brought a new carbon, a different carbon, to celebrate the Chanukah Mishkan, the beginning of the Mishkan. And then we go right into Parshas Baal Oscha, which is about the menorah. So Rashi tells us, Lefi k'shera Aaron, and Aaron saw all the Nisim getting to be involved in the Mishkan, chal shadaito, he was very upset because he had no chelak in the Chanukah here. So Hashem says, don't worry so much because your chelak is gedol mishalahem. Because you're going to be malik u'metiv ha'neiros. You're going to light the menorah. You're going to clean the menorah. So you're going to have a certain part in the menorah every single day in the Mishkan. But that doesn't relate to the Chanukah. That's an avodah that will take place during the actual service of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan. But in terms of celebrating the Chanukah, the beginning of it, the building of it, that Aaron had no chelak in. So the Ramban doesn't like this answer, Rashi. And he goes on to explain, based on some of the midrashim we just saw, he says, "Avinin hagada hazu lidrosh remez minat parsha al Chanukas shel neros." This juxtaposition of Baal Oscha to Naso is supposed to be a remez to the Chanukah las lavo. Shayisa bebeis shabai sheni al yidei Aaron uvanov, Aaron's children, the Chashmonaim, the Kohanim, they're going to do a Chanukah later on in history during the Chanukah of the Mishkan. You're right, Aaron and the Kohanim had no chelik in that Chanukah of the Mishkan, but this is a remez in las lavo. With the menorah, with Chanukah, there's going to be another Chanukah Sabayis that was going to be by Chashmonaim and all the Kohanim. So that was the idea of the Ramban. That the idea is that Chanukah is not about celebrating the Nes of the Shemen lasting for 8 days. It's about celebrating a new Chanukah of the Bayis Sheni. So the Midrashim are saying this. The Ramban are saying this. The Sefer Or HaZeruah, one of the Rishonim, asks the question of, again, why do we keep the Nes took place for 8 days? And that's why we celebrate 8 days. But he also says that they were osek for 7 days in rebuilding the Mizbeach and rebuilding the Klisharis. And he quotes the Megillas Tainis that we just saw. And then he quotes the Medrash of the Ramban. That's why Baal Oscha is next to Naso, because Baal Oscha is also indicating that Los Lavo, the Kohanim, are going to have a new Chanukah themselves. And he explains that's exactly why Chanukah is called Chanukah, because Chanukah is Mizbeach. We have different explanations. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch, one of them says that why it's called Chanukah. Some say Chan b'Chafei, they rested from the war in Chafei. Some say Ches Neros v'Halacha k'Beit Hillel, related to the Neros. But the Pashas is, the word Chanukah means the Chanukah Mizbeach, the Chanukah Sabayis. So the whole idea of Hanukkah is about celebrating the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash of Bais Sheni, or fixing the Bais Sheni, fixing the Mizbeach, and fixing the menorah. And these things we don't really think about so much. When we're celebrating Hanukkah, we think about the Neshemen, we think about the Mechama. We don't think about that the fact that at that time of the Chashmonaim, they had it re-inaugurated, they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, all the different Kalim. The Mishnah Megillah tells us that all the different Kriyas HaTorahs that we do in the various Yom Tovim, Pesach, and Rosh Hashanah, and Atzeres. And the Mishnah tells us that we read Chanukah, we read Parshas Naso. So why are we reading Parshas Naso on Chanukah? Seems a very out of place. So the Rashi tells us right there on the Gemara Megillah, Dehave Nami Chanukas Mizbeach. The reason why we read Parshas Naso and all the Nesim, so just like the Nesim brought Karbanos for the Chanukas HaMishkan in the Midbar, so too we read about the Nesim during our Chanukah of Chanukas HaBayis. Not about the Neshemen, there's nothing about, we don't read about Shemen on the Chanukah. We can read about Parshas Emor, where they speak about the Shemen HaMishcha. Ben Yisaskar says that's exactly where Chanukah is hinted out in the Torah. Parshas Emor speaks about all the Moadim, where's Chanukah hinted? So after the Parshas Moadim, after it talks about all the Yom Tovim, it speaks about Shemen HaMishcha. Says the Ben Yisaskar, that Shemen HaMishcha is a remez to Chanukah. Maybe we should read about Shemen HaMishcha, about the Shemen. Maybe about wars, Parshas Kitzeitzeh, different wars, fighting. We don't read that. We read Parshas Nesim because we're celebrating the Chanukah Sabayis that took place during Chanukah. The Gemara tells us that there's a machlokas, whether or not there's an Isser HaNah or not when it comes to the candles, Neres Chanukah. Some say Mutter L'Hishamish L'Ora, others some say one's allowed to get HaNah from the Ner. Others say also the shamish la'ora. So in explaining the reason as to why one would not be able to get hana, the Baal Mor explains that also the shamish la'ora, that opinion who thinks one may not benefit from the candles of the Chanukah, afilu tashmish de mitzvah, even if it's for the purpose of learning, let's say, or any other mitzvah, or tashmish kedusha, some level of kedusha, it's still aser. Mishum de kasavar kevan shesheim zeichel neiros, that the neiros Chanukah is to remember the menorah. Not the Neshemen, not the miracle that took place, but the menorah itself, the Zeichel HaNeiros of the menorah. Well, the Shemen shel Heicha, and the oil that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, which are Aser to get Hana from, it's the Iser Me'ila to get Hana from anything that's Hektish. Asur Tein Bana Kalikar, they're Aser. So we see from here, one would think there are other explanations in the Rishonim. Some say you can't get Hana because it's Aser to get Hana for mitzvahs in general. The Baal Mor says no. It's because the Nes Chanukah, the Chanukah Halakas Neiros, was modeled after the menorah. Not because of the Nes Shemen, not because of the Mechama, but trying to replicate somehow the menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore we're going to learn a lot of halachas, just like by the menorah, it was also to get Hana from the Neros and the Shemen, so to the menorah that we use, it's also to get Hana from the candles, from the oil, from the fire, just like, because it's a Zecher, the menorah. Not a Zecher, the Churban, but a Zecher in a positive way to try to emulate, to try to replicate the menorah that existed in the Beis HaMikdash. Because again, this new aspect, this third aspect of Chanukah is not celebrating only the Neshemen, and not only the Mechama, but this third aspect is remembering the Beis HaMikdash itself, remembering the menorah, remembering the Mizbeach. And this is very clear when Rav and Shmuel argue this inyan of whether there's Aser Bana or not. So Rav paskins that it's Aser to count money. You can't count money using the light from the fire. So it comes along Shmuel and says, V'chi ner kedusha yeshba? Is there kedusha in the ner? Certainly not, says Shmuel. So you're allowed to count in front of the candles. But what's the response of Rav? Rav, who says that there is an Isser Na, would sound like, no, there is kedusha. There is kedusha for the Neres Chanukah because Neres Chanukah is modeled after the Neres of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and those certainly had kedusha. So yes, the goof of the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is whether the menorah that we light, the Chanukah candles, is it modeled after the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash or not. Rav says it's very much modeled after. Yeshbo kedusha, there is kedusha, just like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had kedusha, so too our Chanukah candles have kedusha as well. And that's what we say in the Nusach of a Neres Halalu based on Masechet Sofrim. We say Haner's halalu kodeshem. They're kodesh. Lav dafka kodesh. No, they really are kodesh. It's modeled. It was created in such a way. The mitzvah was created in such a way that it's modeled after the kedusha that existed in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we say Haner's halalu kodeshem. And this nusach is found also in the Maseches Sofrim. It says v'chol shmonas yimei Chanukah haneros ha'elu kodesh. They have the din of kedusha to them. You can't get hana because it's a zecher l'menorah. The interesting Rambam and Ravid about, in general, there's a big machlokas Gemara Pesachim, how to use the word lov versus al when it comes to brachos. You say al mikra megillah, likro megillah, al natias lulav, lito lulav. When do you use lamed? When do you use al? And there's a massive machlokas you're showing what the klal is when you say al and when you say li. And when the Rambam's describing the halachas, he says when it comes to lulav, you say al natias lulav because the moment you pick up dalam minim, you yotze the mitzvah already. So al is always on something that already took place in the past, according to the Rambam. When something you're about to do, you say le, that you're about to lito lulav, you'd say it, to lito, you should say le sheva sukkah, I'm about to sit in the sukkah. You stand up, you say le sheva sukkah, then you sit down. So that's what his klal is. Anyone who says a bracha, on the asiya, you say with a lamed, and then he goes on to other different areas. But then he says the problem is, al mikra megillah, we say al mikra megillah. Before we say the Mikra Megillah, should we say Likra Megillah? We're about to read the Megillah. Why do we say Al Mikra Megillah? It seems to go against the rule of Rambam. So he says maybe when it comes to mitzvah midivrehem, mitzvah midirbanan, maybe it's a different rule. Mitzvah deraisas, when you're about to do something, it's li. When you already have done it, it's al. But maybe Megillah, if it's midirei sofer, midirei rabbanan, it's a different klal. So if that's the case, so then Hanukkah, we should say al, ner's Hanukkah or something, not lahalik ner. It's also midivrehem. If it's going to be the klal that midivrehem is always al, so mikra megillah, it should be al halakas neros. So in his second answer, Ravid says, maybe it's different. Mipnei zu bracha, the bracha of halakas neros of Chanukah, hukva al haneros sheba mikdash. It was established, it was instituted, modeled after the neros in the menorah, in the base of Mikdash, shehein shel Torah, lefikach aso kishel Torah. So since it's modeled after the menorah, the Beis HaMikdash, which itself, of course, was a deraisa, and l'chor, they said a bracha when lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, so when they established the mitzvah of Chanukah, it was supposed to be modeled completely after the menorah. So it does fit into the picture of midiraisa, even though l'maisa, Chanukah is only a mitzvah midirbanan, since it was modeled after a pre-existing deraisa, it does follow the rules of liv versus al. So since l'halik ner, I'm about to perform the mitzvah of halakas neros, I say li l'halik ner, and that does fit into the rule of the Rambam. So we see again in the Ravid that the Chanukah is modeled after the menorah in the base of Mikdash. It's all about the remembering the base of Mikdash in a positive light. We all know that there's a halacha, the Inyan, a minhag halacha, to light also in the base Knesses, the menorah. So why do we light the menorah in the shul? So a number of reasons are brought down. The Beis Yosef says one reason is mipnei ha'orchim, those who have no place to live. They have no house to live. So you light in the shul for those guests who are coming to visit, so they have no bias to be mekayim the mitzvah. Others say the reason is to be mefarsim the nes, pirsum nes, which is a tremendous inyan, so more people are in shul mincha marav time, so we light there the farsim the nes of Chanukah. Then the Sefer HaKolba writes, one of the Rishonim, he says, you know why we light in the shul? Zeich leMikdash. Because the base Knesset is a mikdash ma'at, it's a small base of mikdash here. So just like we lit the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, so too we should light a menorah here in the Beis Knesset. Because again, it's not only about remembering the Neis Shemen that the oil lasted for so many days. It's not only about remembering the war that we won. It's also about remembering the Beis HaMikdash itself and modeling the Chanukah candles after the menorah. So therefore, since the Beis Knesset is a Beis HaMikdash Ma'at, we therefore light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis Knesset rather.
So,
yeah.
The
mitzvah was to be in the base, in the bias, and particularly that's how it was near Ishu Beso in the house. So the primary mitzvah was for the nes and pirsa manisa. That's certainly the nes, the ikur. But there's just this other element which shouldn't be forgotten that was also built in to be zeich lemenorah, zeich lemikdash as well.
If it's zeich lemikdash, why don't we just do it year round in the base kinesis?
Well, you could say that all. A good question. But we want to have it around the time of when the nace happened. So as I said before, the ikar reason is for really the nace. I'm not going to, it's not a non-factor. The nace is the primary reason why we light the candles. But built into that was also the elements of Zeich HaMenorah as well.
So that was the Chanukah HaMizbeach. The Chanukah HaMishkan, I mean the Mikdash. That's the time that's
also,
the
even Mikdash, if, so then even if you say that's the primary reason, during those 8 days is when they were rebuilding right. The base of Mikdash. So we can't remember that we can, in theory, remember the Beis HaMikdash all year long, but we're not. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to do certain zechers here and there. But again, the ikar reason is really the nes, and that nes took place during Chafei Kislev and on. Right, there's certainly a lot of things we do Zeich HaMikdash. He's asking, why not light the candles every single day? Okay, now the Chumash HaDeshin asks the question, when it comes to the Neros Chanukah that are in the Beis Knesses, actually before that, sorry, one more thing, the Torah writes, in terms of the placement of where the menorah should go in the Beis Knesses, where should you position it? Should it be in the front, in the east, where everyone could see it? So the Torah paskins, it should really be in the Darum, the south. That would be over there, the south. Why? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, oh, this way, right?
Yeah,
south, yeah. So south is. So the Torah paskins that the menorah should be in the Darum, because Zeichel menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. When you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, the way it worked is, so this is the east, this is west. So you walk in this way, and the Mizbech, the big Mizbech, was right in front in the center. Machlokis was a little bit to the north or in the center. But you walk into the Mizbech. After you pass that Mizbech, there's another. You walk into the Ulam, the big hallway. And then they used to have the small Mizbech HaKetores, right in the center. To the right, which would be the north, would be the Shulchan. And to the left, to the south, would be the menorah. So just like the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah was in the south, in the Darum. The Torah Paskins, that's where it should be in the Beis Knesses, because we're trying to model everything after the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So that same idea. So Shumat HaDeshin, who asked his own questions, there's a Sefer Shez and Chuvos, but he really asked his own questions to himself. So the question that he posed was, when it comes to the Neros that are lit in the Beis Knesses, how should they be positioned? So let's say, assuming they're in the south part of the Beis Knesses, should you have them go east to west, this way? Or should it go north to south? Now again, it's stationed in the south, but which direction should they be going in? That's his question. The Shmuel Sedeshin says, the machlokas when it comes to Neros Chanukah is going to be taloi on the machlokas in the menorah. The Gemara in Menachos has a machlokas about the menorah itself, how it should be positioned. Should it be north to south, or should it be east to west? So however you paskin with regards to the menorah, the Beis HaMikdash, that's exactly how you should paskin when it comes to the menorah and the Beis Knesses for Chanukah. And that's machlokas Rishonim, how to paskin. So the Gemara has a machlokas, the Rishonim have a machlokas, how to paskin, but whatever you hold by the menorah should be exactly what you hold for the base, the menorah and the Beis Knesses on Chanukah. So I came across an interesting tshuvas of Siach Yitzchak. He says that based on this whole mahalach, that the menorah and the Beis Knesses is modeled after the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, he says that lezos malikin gam b'shachar. That's why you should also light in the morning. The shul's light in the morning and the evening. Why are you lighting in the morning? The only mitzvah is to light at nighttime when the shkia. So why in the world would you light in the morning? So he says, because since it's modeled after the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah, which they lit in the morning, according to many Rishonim, it's that Bachlokas, but according to many Rishonim, they would light in the morning. And in the evening, according to all poskim, that's why we light many shuls, both in the morning and in the evening. But it is machlokas, not for now. Not everyone. I think the Rambam Shita is that you did not light in the morning. You would only do hatavos and eros. You would only clean them in the morning. The Kohen would walk in the morning, and whatever would be any lights that went out, they would clean out the menorah, but they wouldn't light it until the evening. But other Rishonim, I think many other Rishonim, say that even in the morning they would light. So based on that, that's the minog, why we light the menorah in the Beis Knesses, both in the morning and in the evening. There's another one last, before I come back to the Shita Sarambam in the end, there's one last application someone pointed out to me based on the halacha of the nosar, the leftover oil. You had bought a lot of oil to be used over Chanukah, and then after 8 days you have some nosar, you have some leftover oil. So what should you do with that shemen that's left over? So Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Tuf Reish Ayin Dayin that the remaining oil, it should be used, you should make an osa l'madura, make a big fire. The sorfo b'fnei atzmo sherei huksa l'mitzvah, so you have to burn it independently. Since this oil was initially bought and designated for the mitzvah, you can't use it for non-mitzvah purposes, so you just burn it out so it doesn't get used.
Even before it's poured into the cups, just what's bought?
This is a discussion, I think, in the Rif and other Rishonim, whether it's what you bought or what you've been used. But if you l'chor, if you bought it for the purpose of menorah, l'chor, it's miyuchad already, for the Ner Chanukah. But let's say, im nis'ari b'shem n'achar, let's say accidentally, this oil mixed with other oils. The oil of the menorah, the Chanukah, got mixed with the regular shemen you have in the house. Vein shishim levatlo. Normally the halach is, if you have shishim of, let's say, chol oil, it's going to be levatel, the shemen of menorah. If, for example, if I have a little piece of milk, drop of milk falls in my meat, if I have shishim of meat, it's going to be levatel, that drop of milk. So also, if I have a lot of oil, of non-Chanukah oil, it will be mevatil, the small amount of Chanukah. But let's say I don't have that amount, but it gets mixed together. So let's say it's the ratio 50-50. I have Chanukah oil mixed with regular oil, 50-50. Am I allowed to now add more oil to that, to be mevatil that? So normally the halacha is, ein mevatil in isur lechachila. I'm not allowed to be mevatil something. Let's say I have a lot of milk that falls into my meat. not enough of 60 to 1. Can I add more meat to the pot to mevatel the milk? To make their 60 meat to the one milk. The halacha is ein mebalin ishel chachila. You're not allowed to. So you're also you're not allowed to. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Yerdeya, when it comes to Isser Medivrehem, one's allowed to though. And Isser Medirbanon, if it gets mixed already, let's say there's a little bit of mixture, but not enough of the ratio needed, then you can add on to that, according to some Rishonim. So if you're allowed to add on to Isser Medirbanon and Mimivatlin Chachila, how come here, when it comes to Chanukah, the leftover Shemen, am I not allowed to? Again, the Shemen of Chanukah is an Isser Medirbanon. So, if there's Shulchan Aruch Paskins elsewhere that you're allowed to be bevatlin isim mederabon lechachila, so I should also be able to do the same thing when it comes to the Shemen and Chanukah. So in the Sefer Moedim Mizmanim points out a slightly different lamb this, but based on what he said, I'm going to slightly answer differently. That if you assume that Chanukah is modeled after this deraisa Shemen of Chanukah, like the Ravid said, that the bracha of Chanukah is modeled after the deraisa bracha of menorah, so to the Shemen of Chanukah should be modeled after the Shemen of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And just like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't be mevatlin because it's an Isser Deraisa of Me'ila, so too perhaps we could suggest that the Shemen of the Chanukah can't be mevatlin l'chachli either because we can assume it's Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So this is the idea. We just went through a number of different sources that in addition to Chanukah being a celebration of Nes Chanukah and the Milchama, it's also a celebration of the Chanukah Sabayis, Chanukah Samizbeah, Chanukah Samenorah. That being said, we could come back to the Rambam and explain what was going on. The Hari Kedem answers, the Rambam, remember, he said that he had the Lashon of Yimei Simcha and Halel, and then he writes, U'malikin behen haneros. He changed the Lashon. It should have really written, Yimei Simcha v'Halel v'Halakas haneros. So in the Sefer Hari Kedem, he explains that this third factor of the Zeich HaMikdash, remember, during Bais Sheni, when the Chashmonaim won, and they took over the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have to have a Zeich HaMikdash because they had a Mikdash back then. There's no need for a Zeich HaMikdash. So that's why the Gemara initially says that next year, what was the initial takana? It was Lashana Acheres Kavam V'Asam Yamim Tovim B'Halal V'Hoda. To say Halal, say Ahanisim. There's no need to do Halakas Neros because they had Halakas Neros in the Beis HaMikdash. It was during Bayis Sheni. There's no need for that. So that's why the Gemara leaves it out. But later on, when the Rambam is after the Bayis Sheni, of course, after the Churban, they had to make a new takana. And new takana was halakas haneros. They had no remembrance of it anymore. That's why he changes the lashon to umalikin behen haneros to tell, to indicate that it was a separate takana. So Rav Sovi brought down Hari Kedem. It quotes that apparently the Avnei Nezer had such a chakira whether or not during the times of the Beis HaMikdash they had the halakas haneros of Chanukah during the Beis HaMikdash. So many years ago, Rabbi Gruber Zetzal at the shul and Broadway and Rockaway Turnpike. So after I learned this, I had asked him if he is familiar with Avnei Nezer ever asking such a question. He said he never saw this Avnei Nezer. So I don't know if it exists somewhere else. Maybe it's in the Chubas, maybe he missed it, I don't know. But maybe it's just been a pishmua that Avnei Nezer had such a shaila, again, whether or not during the times of the Beis HaMikdash they had a takana of lighting Chanukah candles. But according to the simple understanding is, the Gemara never mentions it at all. The Gemara says the only takana was to have halal and hodah. No takana of halakas neros. So that's the answer. The Rambam says that's why he changes malik and saneros. There's this third facet, the third aspect of Chanukah, which is only instituted after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that we have to start instituting all the other halakas of Zeich HaMenorah.
That's only if you say that the reason was Zeich HaMikdash, but if you say that Zeich for the Nes, then it would be pashut that they would have Chanukah lighting in the Chanukah the next year. The Shemen.
Very, very, very good. So in order to understand that, you might have to say that when they lit the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, somehow that was a kiyum of the remembering of the Nes itself of Shemen, perhaps.
Even though it was only seven.
Right. Even though it was only seven, right. Hard to say that, though. So it's a good question. Why did they not want to remember the Nes Shemen during that time? So that might be part of the Chakira. I don't know. It's a good question.
I'm saying that the people
at home would have had Chanukiah.
Right, would have had one, right. The Chorah. Okay, so we'll stop here and Rebbe, I guess.
So we have
the extra oil could be used for Shabbos.
The extra candles, I'm not sure. Good question, I don't know.
The extra oil could be used for Shabbos. So that's why I have a great question.
You can only do all the stuff you want to do.
And that, it must be
one way to say
little individual things. That's why you package and say it.
That's true. That's true.
It's better to venture now. It's better to venture your fingers. Somebody should say you can't cover the pratim of all of the halachas of Birchas HaGarmel. Again, it's a simon ratio test. But I want to talk about the yesod, the foundation of Birchas HaGarmel, and then some practical applications. The Gemara is in Brachas that the Daladum and Beis. Again, it's very familiar to everybody. Omer of Yehud Omerav, Arvat Tzrichin Lahaydeis. The Gemara says that there are four individuals who have gone through certain type of a danger, difficulties, and these four people are obligated Lahodos, to give Haydah. Yoredei Hayom, those who have gone on the ocean, Holchei Midbaros, have crossed through a desert, Misha Hayachaylev and Isrape, a person who is Chalila was sick and is better. Umisha Hayachavush Bebeis Asur Hayotz, and a person who is imprisoned and he is free. The Gemara explains the Makar of the Chiyuv. The Makar for these four people is Kapitel Kovzayin Telem, which we're also familiar with. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was a Masakin, that we should say that before Kabbal Shab, is that Kapitel Kovzayin. Yorid Lashem Chazdo. Where there the Mel says that we have to give thanks to Hashem for all of his kindness and his wonders. And when you look in that capital, again, we know that pretty much by heart. Those who say it every Friday know it pretty much by heart. But when you look over there in that capital, Tehillim, by each of these four types of people, there the Mel says, Yoredei Hayom Ba'onios, and so on. Goes to all of these individuals. And from there, the Gemara learns that this din of Arbet Sirichim Lahaydes. Now the Gemara says that Birchas HaGomel has to be said L'Shnei Asar, has to be said in the presence of a minion. Now the truth is that we find another din when it comes to these four people, which is also beferish there in that chapter of Tehillim, and that's the mitzvah to bring a korban todah. In Parshas Sav, V'im Al Todah Yakrivenu, where the Torah tells us the mitzvah of korban todah, which is a voluntary carbon. Vim al toda yakriveno, Rashi says, im al devar hoda al neis shenasalo. A person wants to express his gratitude for a miracle that he experienced. Kigon, Rashi says, yorde hayam v'holchei midbaros, and so on. These four individuals in Tehillim. Shekosuv behen yodel Hashem chazdo v'nifloosov livnei odom v'yizbuchu Zivchei Soda. So David Melech says that there are two things. There's Yodel Hashem Chazdo, to give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu and the philosophy of Ne'odom, and the wonders of Hashem in the presence of people, to tell people. And there's also the mitzvah of V'yizbuchu Zivchei Soda, that when we have the Beis HaMikdash, to bring the Karban Toda. Now, if you look in Rashi, Rabbein Gershom over there in the Gemara and the other Rishonim, it comes out quite clear that, and this is really the basis of the entire bracha of HaGomel, it comes out very clear that a person being rescued, being saved from one of these calamities, that hatzola, that nes, that chesed that he experienced itself, is not mechayiv mikradin, it's not mechayiv a korban toda. It's not, your person is not chayiv to bring davka a korban toda if he was saved from one of these sorrows. What's mechayiv a person to bring a korban toda is when a person says voluntarily, harei alai toda. The korban toda is a voluntary korban. And if a person says harei alai toda, then he's chayiv to bring a korban toda. So the gedar hadavar is as follows. It seems quite clear from the Gemara that a person who has experienced one of these difficulties and was saved, that hatsola is mechayiv him to give shavach v'haydoa to Hashem, and to be mefarsim, and to publicize the miracle that he experienced. This is the meaning of the pasuk. Listen carefully to what we say in that capital tilim. Yodel Hashem chazdo. First, yodel Hashem chazdo. You have a personal responsibility to acknowledge the kindness that Hashem did for you, and to thank him for that chesed. But that's not enough. It's also what? V'niflaosov livnei adam. It reminds us of Hanukkah. the philosophy of the other means, and to publicize, to be mepharsei that chesed that Hashem did for you, your lashem chazda is your personal responsibility. And the wonder that Hashem did to you, for you, you should publicize for other people. And it seems, and this is the understanding that comes out from Rashi, Ben Gersh, and many other Rishonim, that we have a choice of how to accomplish this. How are we to fulfill this chiv? In other words, we have a chiv, that these four people are chayiv in two things. Yod Lashem Chazdo, v'niflosel v'ni'odam. They're obligated to thank Hashem for the fact that they were rescued, for that personal chesed, and to publicize Hashem's kindness. We have a choice how to fulfill this obligation. Either one, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, by bringing a korban todah, that was an expression of the chesed that was for that individual, and also, without going into the pratim right now, if we have time to get back to it, how that korban todah that the individual brought, that there was a mitzvah for him to make that known to others. So he was able to fulfill the responsibility of hagomel, of giving thanks and publicizing the nais. That's one choice that the person would have. Obviously, that was only time of the Beis HaMikdash you had that choice. The second choice that one has, which is the ikat takan of Birchas HaGomel, is what the pasuk says right afterwards. Yiromamuhu b'kahal am. Yod Lashem chazdav. V'nifloisov livni adon. Yiromamuhu b'kahal am. You shall exalt him b'kahal am. At a gathering of the people, at a gathering of the nation, which means Birchas HaGomel, Lefnei Asar, the Bench Gomel, in the presence of 10 people. In that way, a person is able to fulfill the obligation of Yod Lashem Chazdo in the philosophy of Levnei Adam. So the Hatzolah, being saved, it seems, from Rashi, Rabbi Negeshim, and other Rishonim, that is not Mechayiv, a person davke, to bring a Karban Todah. A Karban Todah is totally voluntary. And it's not Mechayiv, a person davke mi'ikra din to bench gomel, but there must be some dynamic by which the individual is able to fulfill this responsibility of thanking Hashem for the chesed and publicizing and bringing that out to the public. So it's not a din in the cheftza of the karban todah or the cheftza of birchas gomel. This is the way the Biskarov and others understood it. It's not a din in the cheftza davke of the karban or davke the cheftza of birchas gomel, but rather, how do I fulfill this mitzvah of Yod Lashem Chazdo and the Flois of Neodom? Either it's, as it says over there, V'yizbuchu Zivchei Soda, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That was the primary way that one would do it at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. V'yizbuchu Zivchei Soda. Or the other possibility was Yiromuhu B'Kahal Am. Yiromuhu B'Kahal Am. Or to do that with Birchas HaGomel B'Fnei Asara. So it's a chiyuv klali on the person to be Moedet Hashem and to be Mefaras on the Neis. The Stechemet writes that even at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, this could be done. It's not clear exactly when this takana of Birchas HaGomel was made, but it seems to be very, very old. And therefore, the Stechemet explains that even at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you would not davke chayiv, one of these four people who went through the desert and the ocean and so on, was not chayiv to bring a carbon toda. Carbon toda is, you say, harei alai toda. And when you do that, if you do bring the carbon toda, then it's a keem in the din of Yod Lashem Chazdo, it's a kiyum, and you fulfill your responsibility by bringing the korban todah. But the Stechemet says, and he brings, as usual, like 10,000 makaros, that was not a chiv necessarily at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. He disagrees with the Chassam Sofer, without going into the machlokes right now. But the korban todah is a korban nedava, and therefore was not an obligation. One could fulfill the obligation by saying Birchas HaGomel. Now, because there is this connection, and that's what makes the Birchas HaGomel so fascinating, because of this shutvus, this connection between the benching gomel, your muba kahal am, and the yizbuchu zikhe soda, and the mitzvah to the Karmat of the Beis HaMikdash, we find that there are many connections that are made in halacha between Birchas HaGomel and the Karmat Torah. It's a little bit similar to what Rabbi Levin was talking about, that there's also a Zeichel HaMikdash in terms of how Birchas HaGomel is to be said and certain conditions. I'm going to talk about six interesting connections that we find between Birchas HaGomel, how it's modeled after the Korban Todah that was on time of the Beis HaMikdash, even though the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Pashtus isn't the second Beis HaMikdash, they're saying both, They were saying Birchas HaGomel, it was that choice of either Birchas HaGomel or the Karban Todah. The Rosh is the one who was very strong about this. The Rosh says that Birchas HaGomel b'mkom Todah niskana, that Birchas HaGomel, we now all say Birchas HaGomel because we can no longer bring the Karban Todah. Let's talk about six similarities that where we could see very clearly the influence of the Karban Todah over the halachas of benching Gomel. Number one. There's a question that the post can talk about, can you bench Gomel at night? Did you ever hear anybody bench Gomel at night? No. So it's a question, can you bench Gomel at night? The issue there that the post can bring down, the Rav Yah and other Rishonim bring down, is that ain't carbon toda nikra b'leil. There's no carbon toda at night. So again, understanding that the basis of this Birchas HaGomel is inseparable from carbon toda, we understand why there wouldn't be any benching Gomel at night. Number two. The Ram Shik in his Chuvas and Simon Peches, the Ram Shik asks, how is it possible that we bench Gomel Shabbos and Yontif? Since a Korban Todah is a Korban Yachid, and a Korban Yachid, of course, is not sacrificed on Shabbos and Yontif, so he goes through a whole pilpul, which I'm not going to go into the conclusion in the pilpul, but the fact that the question is raised is because the Ram Shik is bothered by this, that Birchas HaGomel is tied together with Korban Todah. Those were two options that you had. In Lechara, he says that there one is totally on the other, and therefore, if you same way you can't bring a Korban Todah at night, on Shabbos and Yontif, it's a Korban Yochid, you shouldn't be able to bench Gomel, which is the main time that people, because they want to be Mefarshim and so on. So that's the question Ram Shik has. Number three, there's a question of whether you have to stand when you bench Gomel. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Halacha Ches, Omeid Umevarach. The Rambam passes that you have to stand when you bench Gomel. Kesav Mishnah is asking, where did he get that from? We have certainly moved them, for instance, by Sfir Sommer. We have certainly moved them, Ramazim, Psukim, and so on, Talis, Sitzis. We have certain places where the Gemara brings down Ramazim that the bracha should be said while standing. Why is it the Birchas HaGomel? Where does the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, where does the Rambam get this from? That Birchas HaGomel has to be said standing. And that's the Chadchila. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Reish Yutes that the evidence of a person is older, is difficult. And he says Birchas HaGomel while sitting, or somebody, it's hard for him, it's okay. But where does the Rambam get this from, that Birchas HaGomel should be davka said ba'amida? So I don't remember where I saw this, but I do recall that this svara is the same svara, that since it's modeled after the Korban Todah, and of course the Korban Todah has to be ba'amida, has to be standing, so that's why Birchas HaGomel has to be said while standing. A fourth comparison. There's a fascinating subject that Rabbi Akiva mentions in his Gilin on Shulchan Aruch over there in Siman Reish Yutes. Fascinating question. He talks about a person who was chayv to bench Gomel because he was sick, and thank God he's better. So this guy is obligated to say is obligated to bench Gomel. He's feeling better. Now, he has a friend of his who wants to be Yotzei by listening. This friend went through the desert. He also has to bench Gomel. Without getting to the whole Indian of Shomei Kona. Let's say Shomei Kona works. Okay, without going into that. So, the Rabbi Kiva asked this question. You have one guy, his gomel is because he's feeling better. He got out of bed, he got out of the hospital, he's okay. So the other guy went on a boat, he went to the desert, and Rabbi Kiva asks, is it possible for one type of a nitzol, one type of a person, his mechayev is that he's feeling better. The other guy wants to listen and to be yaitzei from this guy who has a different, Hatzolah, there was a different hodah, it's a different, the nature of the, they're both thankful, and they're both grateful for the miracle, but it's different. So can this guy that got better, can he be, might see the guy who got out of jail, who went through the desert, through the ocean? This is Rabbi Vega's question. So Rabbi Vega says the sherish of this subject goes back to the Gemara in Zvachim, where there's a machlokes between Rab and Rav Chisda, b'toydesh eshochta l'shem toydesh chaveru ha'im nifsala alo. So Rabbi Kivega says that the issue depends on the machlokes regarding the Korban Todah. But here there's a suffix, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether a person shechs l'shem todas chaveiro, where Reuven is shechting l'shem todas chaveiro. He's shechting with the intention of that which his friend Shimon is todas chaveiro. So Rabbi Kivega for him. So Rabbi Kivega says, so the question of whether or not two people have two different things that they're grateful for, it would be modeled after this issue of two different people when it comes to carbon total, two different mechayiv. And there's one general mechayiv, but there are two different reasons or causes for the person to be grateful. So Rikki Vega says it depends on this machloikas. A fifth comparison. The post can talk about the ikat takonak birchas agomel. Is it to be said only on these four, only for these four types of people? So these four that we find in Tehillim, Yerdei Hayom Ba'onios, and so on, these four people, when the Gemara tells us, Arbet Shvichin Lahaydis, does it mean Davka, these four people? But a person had a different name. A person was fighting in the war, Zechayel, and he came back home safely. He was on the front. And he was mamish in the most dangerous place, or you have a person that was in a car accident, and he was able to walk out and he's okay. So this is a very, very important question, lemaisa, whether other nisim and other hatzalos besides those four would require birchas agamal, or is the Gemara telling us that it's davka these four that are now. These four are the ones that are mentioned. These four are the ones that are mentioned in Tehillim. But is it Davka these four? So when you look in Shulchan Aruch over there in Siman Reish Yutes, Seif Tes, there are two opinions. There are two days, and the Shulchan Aruch itself writes Shetov Levarach. It's good to make a bracha. In other words, a person was at war and he came home. Something else happened, and he was saved, and there was an ace. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that one should make the bracha below Haskara Shem Malchus, since it's a suffix in a bracha. So he says, "Benach to say Hashem's name." To say, "Boruch Hagomel Chayom Tovs Malikol Tov." To say without shame of malchus. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Beis brings down the Achronim that the minhag is to say Birchas Hagomel in a situation like this where a person was for another nace that he had in his life. To say Birchas Hagomel, the minhag is with a bracha. Not Davka, those four people, but anything that a person went through a nace and he was nitzol. L'maisi, it comes down to a difference in custom between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Ashkenazim make a bracha on any sakana, any time that a person was in a dangerous situation, he was able to get out of that danger. Not Davka, the four people, but Ashkenazim make a bracha because of any of these situations. The Sephardim, it's only for those four, but the Sephardim make a bracha only for those four particular things, with Shem Malchus. Without Shem Malchus, the Sephardim also, but with Shem Malchus, Sephardim go like the Mechaber. And they do not say the Shem Hashem unless it was one of those four exact categories, one of those four types of people.
They do
B'fnei Asar, yes. Yes. So, and the sixth interesting comparison is that if a person, is there a shear of time? Like after this thing happened and until a person was able to get to a laning or to get to have a minion of people, is there a shear of time? When it comes to Birchas HaGomel, so many posts say that Yesh Lo Teshlum Levarach Kol Zman Sheyirtzeh, that a person has time to say it, Kol Zman Sheyirtzeh, it could be 30 days, it could be a year later, Kol Zman Sheyirtzeh, feels grateful, and the Svarah that's brought down in the Poskim is that's the same thing when it comes to Karban Toda, that a person can bring the Karban Toda, Kol Zman Sheyirtzeh, whenever he wants to bring, even though what he wants to express gratitude for took place 10 years ago, he's allowed to bring a Karban Toda 10 years later. So the source of those poskim who say that there's no shear to the time of benching Gomel is, again, modeled after the Karban Toda. Now let me just make a few ha'aras. Give me a second, just make a few important ha'aras. Yeah, it's Mordechai in this Indian, yeah.
Does a person have to distinguish why they're benching Gomel? It could be two reasons. Like, they could have got out of jail and they got out of the hospital. When they bench Gomel, do you have to elucidate the reason why you're benching Gomel?
No, but it's brought down in the Kafah Chaim that a person should have in mind, and he should even mention it to other people that what is it that he's benching Gomel for. That would be a key when Yod L'Shem Chazdom Shalais L'Yod.
Is it Dafka by Asura, or is it Asura and only by Taz of Pius Atura?
I'll Davka by a Sarah, but...
We keep saying that it has to be by a Sarah, by a Sarah.
It doesn't have to be Davka by Kriyas HaTorah.
So you could just gather a minion?
Yeah, you can gather a minion. You can gather a minion. It doesn't have to be Davka by Kriyas HaTorah. Why is it by Kriyas HaTorah? It's another discussion, because that's a very big Pearson. It should be by Kriyas HaTorah. But it doesn't have to Davka be by Kriyas HaTorah.
And Lav Davka be basic. Yes,
no, Lav Davka. Lav Davka could be anywhere.
So in the comparison to the Karban Toda, where someone is shechting for another person, someone could be shechting for another person who has the same inyan, but by the Korban
Okay, right, very good question. So Rabbi Akiva talks about that. I just wanted to raise the issue, but he does talk about that. That's a good question. Just some important Ha'aris L'maisa. There's a machlok spinning arm on the Raven. When we talk about a person who is sick and he gets better now, Misha Berus and Hagomel is like a tremendous, there's, you know, people who are hypochondriacs, they go wild with these things. There's a machlok spinning arm on the Raven. What kind of a sickness? What does it mean the person who is sick and he got better? Does it mean if you have a cold? So there are people that do that. Doesn't mean if you have a right, all Jews should be well, and nobody should have even a cold. But there are people who do that. So the question is, what's the nature of the illness which is mechayiv? The Gemara just says hayacholav in this rapping. What is the machla? Says machlokes. The Rambam and the Rashba hold that you mevarch al kol choli. They don't specify. They just say mevarch al kol choli, afilo me'ein bo sakana. So maybe if a person has a cold. Oh, could be. I feel him ain't basakana. Even if there's no danger, I'll call choli. The Raiva disagrees with this, and so does the Rosh and Taisus very strongly. And they hold that it's only if it was something where the person was in danger. When the person was in danger of his life. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, that it's for kol choli. So Sradim go with that, Lamaisa. And the Ramah paskins like the Raiva, that it's only if there's a sakana. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that even according to Shulchan Aruch, that means even according to the Sfaradim, according to the Mechaber, he says, you don't make a bracha al kol mishush. Coming back to the cold or a headache, the Mishnah Berurah says that even the Mechaber agrees that Birchas HaGomel is not to be said al kol mishush or mishush ba'alma. You know, you have a cold or you have a headache or something, you're not feeling particularly great. That's even according to Shulchan Aruch, that's not reason for Birchas HaGomel. The Mishnah Berurah explains, only Misha Ola Lemita. Only a person who was bedridden.
Like Shabbos. Like not the Shabbos. Kol Shem Bo Sakana.
Right. Kol Shem Bo Sakana. But it means Kol Shem Bo Sakana. Kol Shem Bo Sakana doesn't mean that you have to be deathly ill. So, but still, it's not a Mishush Ba'alma. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that the criteria is that a person is bedridden. The Taz says an interesting thing. He says, Misha Ola Lamita, this is very well known, the Shlosha Yom, a person who had to be in bed as a result of his sickness for 3 days. The Biraloch is Mistopic. He says, there's no way the Taz got that from, that it's not a person who was in bed for 3 days. The Chayadim also brings such a thing down, that it's if a person is not full of Mishka, the Shlosha Yom, if a person was bedridden for 3 days. It's not clear exactly what's the makor of that, but that indicates that it's a serious illness. The Klausenberger Rebbe in his Tshuvas and Divrei Yetziv, he says that all of this is only if we're talking about a machla be'evar ma'pnimim, meaning as follows. Let's say a person is in bed because he has a broken leg. So he's in bed for a week, for 2 weeks. Or he has some other aver. And as a result of that, he has to be hospitalized or he's in bed. But there's no sakana. So the Klausenberger Rebbe brings a number of proofs to say that under such a circumstance, that's not called being in bed for 3 days. It was a ever chitzoni. It was just a part of your body that was aching or was broken. But there was no danger. Going with the mahalach of the Raven, they were talking about something which is dangerous or potentially dangerous. The Tzitz Eliezer paskin is that any time there's an operation, any time there's surgery, regardless of whether the person had to be in bed afterwards, I guess even like arthroscopic surgery, it's not, this is a question, he didn't deal with that, the Tzitzel doesn't mention that, but you have nowadays Baruch Hashem where surgery can take place in a way where the person doesn't have to be in bed, he can walk out from the hospital, or walk out from the doctor's office and he had surgery, some kind of a procedure. The Tzitzel was held that any time that there's surgery, it's potentially dangerous, medically, I guess that's true.
Did you say general anesthesia or just a minor procedure?
I don't know what he was talking about. It was just a minor procedure if you're taking off a hangnail. I don't know what he sounded like he was talking about a nituach.
Right. Probably anesthesia.
Probably means anesthesia, and anesthesia means potential danger. So the Tzitzel is paskin that person should say a gomel. It's an interesting question. It's also brought down the Tzitzel Yezer. You know, Tzitzel Yezer was a great, great expert in medicine, and we have many chuvas. The most important chuvas having to do with medicine are found in his. The Tzitz Eliezer, and he talks about a person who was a chole ruach lo aleinu, a person who had some mental episode where he had to be hospitalized as a result of that inyan that Hashem Yirachem that he was going through, and he had to be put in a hospital for a while. Vinisrape, that tzitzit laser holds that he's chayav to bench gomel. It's not just a physical illness, but even if there's an emotional, mental illness for which he had to be hospitalized. We're all a little sugar, but to be hospitalized, there the tzitzit laser says a person's chayav. I want to make just a very important point to finish in a minute, that there is this thought that people have, that if I was almost hurt, that I have to bench gomel. The chayadim talks about this, he just alludes to this. My sister-in-law once called, you might recall, there was a Rav Moshe Bick, Zechon Levach. Rav Moshe Bick was a big, big posek. And his son, Rav Yishai, is the one who did our mikveh. So Rav Bick was a big posek, and everybody used to call Rav Bick. He was an old poskin. And my sister-in-law was on the highway, and there was a truck that came, and she would have to veer out of the way. And Baruch Hashem, she went on the side of the road and everything was okay. So she called Rav Bick, and she said that I was almost in an accident. And Rav Bick said, and a plane almost fell on my car. And he hung up the phone. He just hung up the phone. So there is this svara that if you're almost in an accident, that you bench gomel. That's not, Rav Bick was saying, that's not the takana of Birchas HaGomel, that you were almost something almost happened, that therefore you bench gomel. It means that there was an inyan, there was an actual, that if the person was in a car accident, and he walked, and he got out of the car, but not if he veered out of the way and nothing happened, so thank God he's okay. And I always tell people, and they ask me this question, I spoke to the Debitzina Rav about this many, many years ago. He didn't give that sharp of an answer, but it was a similar thing that he said. He said, certainly you should give thanks to Hashem, and you should say the main thing to do is to say Nishmas Kol Chai, like we have in the Shabbos davening. Say Nishmas Kol Chai, put something into the pushka, to write a check, to get the stalker, that's for sure. But as far as the takana of Birchas HaGomel, it's not if something almost happened. Yes, though.
About the guy traveling to the Midbar, or, for example, Rebbe gave
a
chayal on the front. Nothing happened
to the chayal. Because that's be'etzem that he was in the sakana, and he is nitzol hemana. Even though you could try to make a lomdus that I was in danger and I was saved from it, but it's not the same. It's not the same thing as being on the front or being in the desert or crossing over the ocean and so on. Even though a person had a perfectly nice cruise, I'm not going to the whole issue of on the plane. It's a very famous machlokus. The Rambam, another post about. About this whole inning of whether it's only if you cross over the ocean or over a desert or you're flying a domestic flight. I mean, there are many, many halakhas and similar issue tests. I want to just conclude for a minute with the way that we answer the Birchas HaGomel. The way that we answer is Misha Gemalcho Kol Tov, Yigemalcho Kol Tov So. There are different geuses, but that's the general way that we answer. But that whoever this Hashem who was kind to you and who was may he forever and ever in the future grant you such kindness. The Shulchan Kodesh explains that the yisod of this, our answer, we don't just say Amen. Usually you say Amen, but we say Amen. In the future may he also grant you such kindness. So the Shulchan Kodesh says this is based upon what Yaakov Avinu said, Li Yishuascha Kivisi Hashem means that the yisod of giving shevach and hodah to Hashem, when we give thanks to Hashem, when we express our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we always thank Him for what happened. Like Gemara says in Brachos, we thank Him for what He did for us, and we are asking Him also, Kishem Shehoshatani Ata, the same way that You saved me now, Kain Yishuascha Kivisi. I long that in the future that there should be a salvation. And that's what we say in Modim. After we finish thanking Hashem, we say, what He's done for us in the service in the future. The Rambam Kol Tov So is very interesting. He says, it's a tanchumen. When we say to the person, we're giving it nechama to a person who went through a traumatic event. The Aruch HaShulchan used the lashon of nechama, tanchumen, that you're consoling and comforting and trying to give chizik to a person who went through a traumatic event, that Hashem should never ever bring into such things again, and we should only have cult of Sela. It should be like that for us, it should be like that for all of our children and our grandchildren, for all of our ancestors. Mechol Mechomus Bezerenu, Misha Gemalva cult of Sela, Gemalva cult of Sela, Gemalva cult of Sela, Gemalva cult of Sela.